He grinned. It's easy. I'm a chicken. I studied the runt for a long moment. You're admitting that you're a chicken? Oh, sure, you would have found out sooner or later. I wasn't in a laughing mood, but that made me laugh. Ha ha! Drover, it's pretty obvious.
It is?
Of course it is. You'd have to be blind and deaf not to notice.
Darn.
His head drooped.
I wanted to keep it a secret. See, I hate being such a chicken.
Well, it seems to be working, pal. You still got a job, and I'm living under a cloud of shame and disgrace. An outside observer might say that you've got the better end of the deal.
Yeah, but it's so boring. Sometimes I wish I could be more like you. Daring and bold.
That's me, all right. Daring and bold. Also homeless and out of a job. He let out a gasp.
Gosh, you mean?
I have no choice, Drover. After yesterday... Just then we heard the sound of an approaching vehicle. My first instinct was to go straight into the alert and alarm procedure. But then I remembered. It wasn't my job anymore. Yes, Drover, I'm leaving the ranch.
That's Slim's pickup. He's coming this way.
Well, that gives me all the more reason to hit the road. I'm sure he won't want to see me hanging around. I started to leave, but Drover darted after me.
No, wait. Give him a chance. See what he says. Maybe... Hank, I don't think he'd want you to leave.
I stopped. Really?
Yeah, and if you look sad and sorry, maybe he'll forget about it.
I gave that some thought. Well, I've got nothing to lose. I could try the deepest remorse program.
Yeah, it's worked before, and I'll help. We'll both look sad and sorry.
I laid a paw on his shoulder. Tell you what, let's give it a shot. If it works, there just might be a promotion waiting for you.
Oh, goody, a promotion. I can hardly wait.
We hustled back to the machine shed doors. Okay, soldier, you set up here, and I'll set up over there. We'll need to be in position when he pulls up, and be ready to roll tape the very instant his foot touches the ground. And remember, Trover, what we're selling here is funeral.
Funeral. Got it. Here I go.
He sprinted over to his position on the west side of the sliding doors, and I took up mine on the east side. When Slim arrived, there would be no way he could avoid seeing our presentation. I heard the crunch of his tires on the gravel drive and hurried through my looks of deepest remorse checklist. Dead tail, lifeless ears, drooped head, hollow eyes, dispirited lips. By the time Slim pulled up in front of the machine shed, I had everything set and ready. I shot a glance at Drover and was pleased to see that he was in position too. The stage was set. This would be one of the most important presentations of my whole career. If we could pull it off, maybe my life would return to its normal state. If we failed, I didn't even want to think about it. Are you feeling the tension? I was. It was so thick you could have cut it with a spoon. The pickup stopped. The door opened. Slim's left foot touched the ground, then his right foot. The pickup door slammed. Moving at his usual pace, cold molasses, he walked towards the sliding doors, only...
Hey, what was the deal? He was looking at the ground, not at us, and...
I couldn't believe it. He walked right past us and went inside. He didn't even see us. I shot a glance at Drover. He was looking discouraged. Be brave, son, and try to stay on task. He'll be back in a second, and we'll get another shot.